This is Mimi with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts as a cool thing to do. Right now, I'd like to make a confession. I'm a junkie. An adrenaline rush junkie. What on earth were you thinking? Well, first of all, let's define two different types of rushes I'm speaking of. One is on my bucket list. The type of rush you get from riding a roller coaster. I want a zip line. And I also want to skydive and parachute one day. But the second one I want to focus on is the type of rush where you wait to the last minute to do things sometimes. For example, writing a term paper. I recall I would intentionally procrastinate, I won't lie. And that looming deadline, as it grew closer, in order for me to concentrate, I had to focus under pressure. It's like a personal competition. It's the tougher way to get things done. But it is possible. Let me tell you two brief stories. I remember being introduced to writing papers in grade school, high school, and we were introduced to index cards. Oh, what you had to do is write one sentence per card, and you had a stack of cards that you wound up juggling and putting in order to make the paper flow. Well, this didn't make much sense to me, but I was not the professional educator at the time. And what I wound up doing, yeah, I wrote that stack of cards and I got my grade and I shuffled them. But the true confession is I had a spiral notebook, a pencil, and an eraser, and I wrote my paper. Whatever I wrote, that's when I wrote the sentences on the cards. That's what worked for me. Now, the other confession is trying the proper technique in college. You used a lot of time on the syllabus, what you were supposed to research per week, yada yada. Well, guess what? That slow molasses method, I earned my first and last C+. You see, every technique doesn't work for everybody. The right way got in my way. I need that junky adrenaline rush. And I know that sounds twisted, but that's what helped me focus. I needed that rushed, productive environment. Some people, take your time, go to the library. Libraries were too gosh darn distracting because it was too many people. You have to find your personal zen zone and whatever methods to memorize things, to keep things flowing. I used to be a serious acronym and still am. Mnemonics girl. Mnemonics, like piano when you were learning notes, EGBDF, every good boy does fine. My point is, learn how to pocket your energy in the right areas, focus, and keep it moving fast. There's this expression, we are what we focus on. So, pretty much, make it happen. Whatever technique works best for you. But for me, like I said, it's on your marks sometimes, get set, go. I'm getting older, but I have to pace myself. But I still like my rush. Thank you very much for joining me, lending me your listening ear. I hope you all have a gratitude groovy rest of the evening and take care. God bless until next time. Bye-bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.